death is something that has intrigued us from the beginning of the human person. In fact, the first known story that we have dates back to the 3rd millennium BC. It's called the Epic of Gilgamesh. And in that story, Gilgamesh goes in search of eternal life after the death of his friend Enkidu. Back in 1907, a physician by the name of Duncan MacDougall in Massachusetts conducted experiments with people who were dying. He fashioned a bed for the dying, which would weigh them precisely. And at the moment of death, he would take a measure of the person's weight before they died and after they died. His conclusion was that human beings, at the moment of death, suddenly become lighter. He did the same experiment with dogs and found that there was no difference in the weight. Interestingly enough, this experiment caused a great deal of ruckus between scientists who were believers and scientists who were non-believers. And that argument continues to this day. But in 1998, Saint Pope John Paul II wrote an encyclical called Faith and Reason. He began the encyclical with these words: "Faith and reason are like two wings on which the human spirit rises to the contemplation of the truth. And God has placed in the human heart a desire to know the truth." John Paul wanted to emphasize for us and for the world the import of not separating faith from reason. John Paul wanted us to know that both are absolutely necessary for the fulfillment of our human experience. I think, unfortunately, in today's world, there seems to be a chasm between those who believe solely in faith and those who believe solely in science. And it's resulted in a breakdown of dialogue and the opportunity to pursue what the truth really is. This idea of death is very mysterious to us, and yet each one of us has to face the reality of that mystery. Our death on this earth is inevitable. And if we look at it just from a scientific perspective, it would be easy for us to become absorbed in our earthly experience and to really forget about anything beyond death. John Paul and the church suggests that this is truly a deadly endeavor, because our life is meant to have much more meaning than anything that just science can measure. Our death is the beginning of our eternity, and we have to keep that in mind. And in order to do that, it requires a very profound and deep faith in God and the promises that come from God. A few days ago, Pope Francis conducted an interview with some young students from Belgium. Among the group of students, there was a young woman who was a non-believer. And it was an open forum in which the students were encouraged to ask the Pope questions. One of the things that Pope Francis emphasized was that for believers and non-believers, we are brothers and sisters. And the challenge for us as human beings is to contemplate and seek the truth of who we are. Pope Francis suggests that in finding the truth of who we are, in that we will discover God. In order to pursue that truth, we have to use our reason, but it also requires a certain gift of faith. For some people, that gift may be rare or small. And there are some people who really want to know who God is and do everything that they can to discover who God is. But they lose faith because perhaps they fall short of understanding or appreciating the reality of God. Pope Francis also talks about, in that conversation with these young people, the importance of accepting the reality of our fear. He admits that being fearful is normal, and the unknown is particularly fearful for us. But he suggests that the purpose of fear is not for us to be satisfied with the unknown, but to really pursue understanding, to embrace the fear and allow it to motivate us for a deeper understanding. That deeper understanding has to come from who we are and accepting who we are. Pope Francis uses the quote, I think it's fantastic. He says, "Fear gives bad advice." So in embracing our fear, we can't allow it to advise us. We have to allow it to inform us, and then take that information and seek understanding from it. And perhaps we may not find a clear answer. But in the pursuit of understanding, perhaps we can become more comfortable with the concept of mystery, because mystery is okay. Mystery is what we celebrate here. We take ordinary bread and wine, and we complete a mystery in which that wine becomes the blood of Christ. That bread becomes his body. We believe in the mystery that Jesus is present solely, entirely in those substances. We can't completely understand that. But if we allow ourselves to be involved in an appreciation and an attempt to understand that mystery, we will discover God. And even more importantly, we will discover ourselves, because that is what God wants for each one of us. That's why God loved us into being in the first place. So as we approach this mystery, it's a mystery of death, but it's also a mystery of faith, because we know Christ has died. But we also know in faith that he is risen, and we trust in his promise that he will come again. But in the meantime, we have to learn to be comfortable with living within that mystery. And in discovering that mystery, we discover ourselves and we discover God.